Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been criticized for his vaccine skepticism, his massive budget and staffing cutbacks, and recently the chaos at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, where he recently fired the head of the CDC after 29 days on the job. But when Kennedy testified at a hearing of the Senate Finance Committee, he showed no sign of backing down. He blasted CDC staff for their response to the COVID-19 pandemic, citing what he called catastrophically bad judgment and political agendas.
And the people at CDC who oversaw that process, who put masks on our children, who closed our schools, are the people who will be leaving. And that's why we need bold, competent, and creative new leadership at CDC, people able and willing to chart a new course. As my father once said, progress is a nice word, but change is its motivator. And change has its enemies. That's why we need new blood at CDC.
Kennedy boasted of saving money, doing more with less, and ending what he called racist diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. But he faced pushback in the nearly three-hour hearing, and some of that pushback came from Republican senators. Republican Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, who is a medical doctor, praised the Operation Warp Speed program that developed COVID vaccines.
Mr. Secretary, do you agree with me that the president deserves a Nobel Prize for Operation Warp Speed?
Yeah, absolutely, Senator. That was phenomenal.
So let me ask you, as lead attorney for the Children's Health Defense, you engaged in multiple lawsuits attempting to restrict access to the COVID vaccine. Again, it surprises me that you think so highly of Operation Warp Speed when, as an attorney, you attempted to restrict access.
Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, who, like Cassidy, is also a doctor, shared his concerns.
So over the last 50 years, vaccines are estimated to have saved 154 million lives worldwide. I support vaccines. I'm a doctor. Vaccines work. Secretary Kennedy, in your confirmation hearings, you promised to uphold the highest standards for vaccines. Since then, I've grown deeply concerned. The public has seen measles outbreaks, leadership in the National Institute of Health questioning the use of mRNA vaccines, the recently confirmed director of Centers for Disease Control and Prevention fired. Americans don't know who to rely on.
Criticism did not only come from Republicans. Democrat Raphael Warnock of Georgia, the home of the CDC, blasted Kennedy's record and his political agenda.
Despite your lack of credentials and expertise, clearly you have an agenda. It is a threat to the public health of the American people. It's clear that you are carrying out your extremist beliefs, which is why you attempted to fire
Senator,
Dr. Manares.
Senator, we're the sickest people on the world.
I'm speaking.
How am I a threat?
Secretary Kennedy, for the first time, we're seeing deaths from children from measles. We haven't seen that in two decades. We're seeing that under your watch. You are a hazard to the health of the American people.
As for what to do moving forward, Warnock offered his ideas.
I think that you ought to resign. And if you don't resign, the President of the United States, who put forward Operation Warp Speed, which worked, should fire you.
Not all of the pushback came from senators on the committee. After the hearing, California Senator Alex Padilla announced that he and 22 other senators have filed a resolution of disapproval against Kennedy, saying that people have zero confidence in him and demanding that he resign or be fired. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.